This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Tomorrow is the first day of the Radically Rural Summit in Keene, which will bring together hundreds of people working on a variety of issues in rural communities. One focus of the conference is the impact of fake news on rural America, with three sessions on local journalism. The Keene Sentinel is co-hosting the Radically Rural Summit, and the newspaper's executive editor, Paul Miller, joins us now. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Hey, how are you, Peter?
So tell us, what has the effect of fake news been on your newsroom?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think if nothing else, it's turned our radar on, and it's caused us to get back to the focus of trying to be better than we have been. And I think for a long time we've taken a lot of things for granted, and we're back to some of the core root stuff where we sweat the small stuff, because at the end of the day, we don't want to give anybody any reason to think that we're involved in any of this fake news culture out there, or that we don't take this seriously. So in a lot of ways, that just means really focusing on making sure that we're telling both sides of a story, and maybe holding those stories and not publishing those stories until we've fulfilled that responsibility. It's caused us to fact check a whole lot more than we were, even though that's built into our processes here. You know, now we're double and triple fact checking. We're fact checking letters to the editor. We didn't used to take a lot of time to do that unless there were some real red flags that went up. Mm-hmm. So things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. And when your news organization gets accusations of inappropriate bias in emails or on Facebook, how do you go about responding to those?
Well, I think most of that comes through in our Facebook feed. You know, three or four years ago, we moved all of our reader comments through Facebook because it removed the anonymity of that, and it led to a more friendly and a more civil discourse. And we're not afraid to engage our commenters and our readers who come in through there, although some of it is, I think that's a place where people can really come at us.
What are you doing in your newsroom to combat the distrust that some in your community might feel?
Well, we're certainly, we're being more open. This is about building connections. It's about building loyalty, and the extent to which we engage our community and our readership is important in that regard now. So, you know, we're involved in a lot of events. For example, tomorrow or Friday morning, as part of this Radically Rural symposium that we're doing, we're going to have an interactive 2 hours with the community, in which we'll walk them through in real time a page one meeting. They'll get to go over a story budget. We'll get to design what their version of what page one will look like. We'll print it out. We'll come back here and watch the presses run and see what our people did. And so, you know, bringing them into the fold, being very open about what we do, I think that matters. Little things like that.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think? Are local publications like yours perceived to be more or less trustworthy than, say, national publications like the Washington Post or the New York Times?
Oh, I think absolutely. I know that the Poynter Institute released a new study fairly recently that talked about how approval or interest in local media is up almost to historic levels, back what it was back in 1976 when other organizations were measuring that. And I think that's just because, you know, we're closer. There's an intimacy with the local news versus the mainstream media. It's all about experience, and you know, people that we serve, our readers have been around for a long time. Our newspaper is the fifth oldest continuously published newspaper in the country, so we have a lot of deep roots with them, and they have with us as well.
Yeah, I bet. So what do you hope people who attend your session on fake news come away with? What do you hope they understand about local journalism in rural communities after that panel?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I think part of it is that it's sort of a chance for us to prop up our industry a little bit, you know, and remind them, because I think it's what we're dealing with here is a perception of something not being quite right, or a perception that bias exists in what we do. And certainly, you know, if somebody has that concern, we want to hear from them, and we want to know why they're feeling that way or seeing something like that. We want to remind people that what we do is real, and it's grounded, and it's, you know, it's based on fact, and it's based on sourcing, and that those are important qualities. We don't always get it right. But, you know, we're human, we're honest, and we want to be open to scrutiny. You know, that's part of it. That's part of this exchange. We learn from our readers all the time. They hold us accountable.
Paul Miller is the executive editor of the Keene Sentinel. Thank you very much.
Okay, Peter. Thank you.